Oh, good day, everyone, everywhere, and special greetings to all those seated in heavenly places in Jesus, our Messiah. The name of this broadcast is Cross the Border, and today is our weekly Prophecy Reality Edition. If you're listening live on a Wednesday morning, you can come over to the chat room, and there's a little screen. The studio cam is on. And you can see my face and my mouth moving, and you can also see any exhibits that I might put on the screen. Usually on this broadcast, we go through the Bible chapter by chapter, but in book by book and verse by verse. But Wednesday mornings, we take a break from a regular Bible study. We jump into prophecy. We have discussions. Talk about different topics, and you just have to join us and see what we're talking about. Or you can go to my website at crosstheborder.org, or it's nicholasarthur.wordpress.com. They both go to the same place. And you can check out previous programs. There are other articles and other resources, Bible studies tab there, free ebook tab if you want to get any of the publications that we produce there, or if you want to buy any books, there's a Get the Book tab. So make sure you take advantage of all those resources. But above all, make sure that you subscribe to the blog, because the website is a blog. Thank you for that. Florida Michael says it sounds good on the Prophecy Reality News app. And make sure you get our Prophecy Reality News app and download it to your Android or iPhone device. Although I'm not sure how long we'll be doing it on iPhone. Things are changing there. And anyway, we do have a, for your app, your smartphone device, you can go to, I believe it's, I'll check it out. Let's see. It's, I go to the homepage here. It tells me. Oh, yeah. The link is firstamendmentradio.net/MOBI, MOBI. That's right. For all your mobile devices, we have a special page there. So if our app doesn't work, you know, get that special page for your tablet, smartphone, whatever you got. And you can go to that page, put a link to it on your desktop, on your device, and everything is available there on that MOBI page. That's firstamendmentradio.net/MOBI. If you go to firstamendmentradio.com homepage, you'll see it up there. It says mobile. So click on that button. It'll take you to that page. Then save the page on your device. And then you can listen live. All of our podcasts are available from that page there. Okay? So make sure you take advantage of that if our app disappears for some reason. Because anything could happen. Yeah. Okay. What are we going to talk about today? Well, today we're going to talk about a great delusion. That's right. A great delusion that has overcome the entire church. And then in the second half, playing the part 22 of history, unveiling prophecy, so you're going to want to make sure you stick around for that. Okay? In this first segment, we're going to talk about the Great Delusion, and whatever your phone call, so please call in at any time during this first hour. I'd appreciate it. Let me know anything, any topic that we talk about here having to do with prophecy and reality. And maybe how it even is playing out in the news today and what's going on today. Whatever questions, comments you may have, you're all welcome at 559-797-8537. You can find that phone number on firstamendmentradio.net homepage and our chat room page there. So make sure you take advantage of that. If you're listening, it's 559-797-8537. And that's the last time I'm going to give it out verbally. Someone might post it in the chat room, but it's on the chat page anyway, I believe. Let me look. Yeah, in the upper right-hand corner, you'll see the phone number there. So please call in anytime. firstmemberradio.com.net all goes the same way, House, and thank you for that sound check. He says, I don't know what sounds good, House, whether you're listening to the audio stream or the video. So I need kind of a sound check for each. Just, how's the video out there, anybody? Does it sound good and look good? Then, well, at least hope it sounds good. Some people might think I'm not very good looking. Frankly, I don't care. God made me this way, and this is the way I turned out. We just have to live with it. Okay. Ah, the scripture verse. Let's jump into that, the scripture verse. And we'll even put the desk that on the desktop there. And there it is. And it's this one right here. And for this cause, God shall send them a strong delusion that they should believe a lie. So we know there's a strong delusion out there that God is going to send. And we know that at the end, as part and parcel of the sixth vial, there were three frogs, or three frog-like spirits, that went out into the world to gather together the forces of evil to stand against the return of Christ, that great day of God Almighty, that Armageddon battle that's coming, that final conflict before the millennial reign of Christ. And so we have this strong delusion, and it's getting stronger. And it says, and for this cause. So what's the cause? Okay. The wicked is going to be revealed. That Antichrist is going to be revealed. That has happened. The mystery of iniquity was already at work, he said. That was contemporary with his time. He said the wicked will be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. And that is that final conflict we're talking about that is building right now on earth with this strong delusion. He says, whose coming is after the working of Satan with all powers and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them a strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Okay? So one thing we want to do is we want to repent. Jesus said, repent, for the kingdom is at hand. And of course, repent means to change your mind. Now, we know that the world out there, all of those that hate God, that, you know, have all the money, power, that are driving the culture into destruction and all kinds of abhorrent behaviors. They love pornography, and they love adultery, and they love sodomy, and they embrace all these things, and they even want to blame God and say, well, God made me that way, or I evolved that way, or whatever, you know, take your pick. So God sends them a strong delusion that they should believe a lie, because they have pleasure in unrighteousness. Now, the majority, that's the majority for you, the majority of people on earth, and unfortunately, that's even the majority of the people that are called Christians and are in the church. They are embracing those very lifestyles and excusing and taking pleasure in people who partake in those things. Okay? But the minority, those that walk the narrow way, they live a lifestyle of repentance. Because the gospel of the kingdom is this. It's the same gospel that Jesus preached. He said, repent, for the kingdom is at hand. Now, repent, to me, is not a bad word. See, because I kind of like repentance. It means to change your mind. It's the, from the Greek, the meta, the change, noeo, your mind, change your mind. God calls us to change our mind, and he calls us people to live a lifestyle of having their mind changed or renewed by the washing of the water of the word, to borrow a phrase from Paul, another way of rephrasing repentance, changing your mind, allowing your mind to be renewed by the washing of the water of the word. Now, the world, they don't want to change their mind. That's why repentance is such a naughty word. And even in most of the churches, well, they don't like to use the word repentance anymore. That's bad, bad, bad. They don't want to make people feel bad about their sin, so they're not going to tell them to repent or change their mind about their sin. That's unfortunate, because, see, that is part of the strong delusion. And we have many other strong delusions out there. This is all wrapped up with the great apostasy and the man of sin who has lying wonders. And you can see the man of sin standing up today, that Antichrist who sits in the seat of the papacy, who's been recognized by the church for 500-600 years at least as the man of sin. There were those who recognized him before that as the Antichrist, but we have the pre-Reformation and the Reformation fathers who, once they discovered Christ, they discovered Antichrist, and they recognized the man of sin sitting on the throne at the Vatican. Yes, the papacy. And so there has been a long line of this, of men to fill the seat of the man of sin, who claims, who opposes God and usurps his authority on earth, claiming to be the head over his church, when Christ said he plainly is the head of the church, that he is building his church. He did not turn that over to some usurper sitting on a throne at the Vatican in Rome. Okay? That's a strong delusion. Now, part of the strong delusion that has gone out since these three frogs and is building is an interpretation of prophecy that is contrary to the truth that had been known hundreds of years. You know, 500, 600, 700, 800 years ago, that there were those that recognized the man of sin as the man sitting in the seat of the papacy. You go to the Albigenses, the Waldenses, the pre-Reformation church in the wilderness that was being persecuted by this very Antichrist or apostate church. The church's job is not to go out and kill people who don't agree with it. The church's job is to love those people and witness to them and even lay down their lives for the gospel. That's the true message and witness of the scripture and of the true church in Christian history. The time is coming. And that great day of God Almighty will come. And first of all, that whore that's riding the beast will be cast off the beast by the beast itself, and the beast will destroy it. That ten-horned beast of Revelation will destroy the whore itself. Then will come that great day of God Almighty, because they're not going to change their mind or repent about the wickedness they're doing. They're just going to turn on the whore because they hate her, and they're going to destroy her. It's time to repent. It's time to see the truth of what's going on. Now, many people are looking for a spiritual refuge in this world, and it's hard to find because we're talking about the churches, and it's hard to go to a church and find a true Protestant believing church. And it's hard to find a good Reformed Protestant church that recognizes it has not fallen under some portion of this delusion. Now, some churches are far more deluded and apostate than others. and some are less slightly deluded. Some have a good gospel message, but they're not Protestant. They may name themselves as Protestant. They may have a Protestant heritage, but they still believe the futurist lie, that great delusion. They believe that before anything bad happens, or before the Antichrist appears or is revealed, or the Mark of the Beast monetary system comes up, they believe that they will be raptured away in a secret rapture, and that it has to be imminent, because that is what is required by the scenario or the script of their, what they don't know is a futurist Jesuit lie. Now, this whole futurist scheme was concocted by the Jesuit Francisco Ribera about 400 or 500 years ago. And he concocted this belief that the Antichrist, because he was a Catholic, Jesuits are Catholics, in case you don't know, they're part of the Vatican Church over there in Rome, and they worship the man of sin as Christ, who puts himself in the place of God and exalts himself above all that is called God, so that sits in the seat of God, showing himself that he is God in the hearts and minds of almost 2 billion people on planet Earth, or more maybe. Now, you look at the present Pope as the first Jesuit Pope. See, because the Jesuits are the Counter-Reformation Army of the papacy. They are the Vatican's Counter-Reformation Army. And they are one of these spirits. They are part of this frog-like spirit that has gone forth from the mouth of the false prophet. And they get behind any cause except true. They hate, the only thing they hate is true Bible believers. Anything is better than that. They would rather have pagan shamans brought into their fold than Bible-believing Christians. Because what happens if you have Bible-believing Christians and you embrace fundamentalist Bible-believing Christians like Martin Luther, well, you might have another Reformation. Well, let's keep having another Reformation, one person at a time. That's what this world needs. One person at a time being reformed to the truth and casting off the strong delusion of this world and the strong delusion that has even entered the Church of Jesus Christ. And there's a lot of good people that have been taught lies. And when they hear the truth, it sounds so foreign that they can't believe it. And they believe that people that are telling them the truth are just crazy or nuts. What, you don't believe in the rapture? There must be something wrong with you. Well, get my book, When the Third Temple is Built, because that's what all of the futurists are waiting for. They're waiting for the temple to get built. That's the kickoff, starting point of their 7-year tribulation script. That's when it begins, when the third temple is built. And I hope they get it going real soon, and then everyone will be disappointed because they're not going to be raptured out at the pre-tribulation, because that's when the 7-year period is supposed to kick off. As a matter of fact, I outline in this book how that all 3 raptures are going to go by. It's all part of the Jesuit deception. All 3 raptures, pre, mid, and post, are going to go by. And when they go by, the Antichrist is going to be able to stand up and going to say, in as kind of words as possible, see, we were right all along. This whole rapture business, this whole evangelical Protestant, and they're going to blame it on Protestants because Protestants turned into evangelicals and they forgot all about what they were protesting, that the Antichrist Church and the Great Apostasy is what the protest and Reformation was all about. But they've forgotten all about it and embraced the Jesuit strong delusion, the lie. And they've worked over generation after generation, smoothly bringing this in. And you got to get this book. It's only about 100 pages. And if you believe in the rapture, get this book, and you can show me where I'm wrong. Or it may open your eyes. You may learn something. Well, you'll definitely learn something. At least what a historicist Protestant interpretation of the scripture is, the same interpretation that is was held for 500, 600, 700 years. That's right. By the end of the 18th century, it was solidly believed by all Protestants. The historicism, what I outline in this book, at least up to the date that prophecy was fulfilled in the French Revolution, being the pouring out of the sixth vial upon the papacy and the destruction of the papal reign over the ten-horned beast. That's right, she started to lose her reign there, and by 1870, she lost all her temporal power altogether whatsoever. It was all gone by that time. She became a vassal of the Republic of Italy. That's right. She wasn't even sovereign anymore. The Vatican was not sovereign. Until again, in 1929, when she was healed of that wound, as it were, to death. Yeah, some people thought, well, the Vatican's finally dead. Oh, no. But those Jesuits, that Jesuit Counter-Reformation Army, that secret infiltrating force of the Jesuits, yes, they work secretly and open. That's why they have like 28 universities, control most of the educational processes in public schools and most of the seminaries in the United States and probably the entire world by now. Talk about a force to be dealt with. No wonder they're winning their counter-reformation war against Protestant thought. Okay, you're listening to Cross the Border. I'm Nicholas. I'm going to take a little break here. We'll be back in a few minutes with your comments, phone calls, questions from the chat room. Well, just come back and you'll see.
The program you are listening to is 100% sponsored by you, the listener, on this First Amendment Rights Media channel. You will notice that there are few commercials on this radio network. There's a good reason for that. Corporate advertising dollars come with strings that limit program content. So without your help, these programs cannot continue on internet or our several affiliates. If you benefit by the educational law programs, we ask you to give. If you are admonished or nurtured by the Bible and ministry programs, we ask you to give. If some voice a cause that you are passionate about, we ask you to give. If you believe in any of these, we ask you to support them as you would a missionary on a continual basis, as if giving a tithe for missionary radio. These programs are not commercially viable and must be supported by those faithful to the cause of truth. Look for the button to sponsor your favorite programs at our listen and schedule pages on the internet. Then, when you subscribe, we will send you the last quarterly MP3 CD of that program immediately and continue to do so with each new quarter. We will also give you unlimited archive access to all of our programs. We're asking you to give much less than a tithe so that you may also send support directly to a particular program host, cause, and anywhere else the Spirit may lead you. Do all to the glory of our God and Creator, for His holy nation, the only kingdom that will last forever. Thank you for listening.
Visit crosstheborder.org, C-R-O-S-S, crosstheborder.org, to get your print, EPUB, or PDF version of the book, The Rapture Will Be Canceled. That's crosstheborder.org.
I know you all want answers, and believe me, so do I, and I'll do my best to get them.
Despite Nicolas Cage's promise to do his best to get Left Behind Rapture answers for us, don't hold your breath. Not everyone believes Left Behind is true prophecy. Some may even regard as conspiratorial the mainstream re-release of the Left Behind movie, with actor Nicolas Cage portraying the main character, as an attempt to further reinforce, in the minds of all, this perception of false prophecy, in order to condition the masses for the play about to begin. If you want true Bible prophecy answers, get the book, The Rapture Will Be Canceled. The author exposes the Latin rapture origin, the seven-year tribulation deception, true Bible revelation of Daniel's 70 weeks, the abomination of desolation, the restrainer, America in the revelation, the image of the beast and the mark of the beast, and the truth about God's chosen people, and so much more about Bible prophecy. This book will shatter the left behind paradigm of future events. Get the book, The Rapture Will Be Canceled. Visit crosstheborder.org, C-R-O-S-S, crosstheborder.org, to get your print, EPUB, or PDF version of the book, The Rapture Will Be Canceled. That's crosstheborder.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to Cross the Border, our prophecy reality edition, and trying to wake up the elect from the long slumber of futurism. That's right. All waiting for an imminent return of Christ, believing they will not see the Battle of Armageddon, believing that they will never see the Antichrist, having forgotten or never learn the history of the church. And you know, that's the great thing about God's Word, is God's Word is a book of history. Did you know that? Open up to the very first book and you start in the beginning. Yeah, history. Imagine that. And you go, well, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Deuteronomy, you go all the way, and then you read about Joshua, and they go into the land, and then the Judges. It's all history. It's the history of creation and the history of God's called out people in the earth. I mean, that's really what the whole book is about God's church beginning with Adam and Eve. And then we see that, you know, the lineage of God was to continue through Abel, but he was slain by that murderer Cain. And then when Seth came along, said, God has given us a man to replace Abel, whom Cain slew. And it's because now then began men to call upon the name of the Lord. We follow the seed line of faith up into the children of Israel. That's right, through Noah on the ark, that one righteous man who was perfect in all his ways. And then we follow that lineage up to to Jacob and Israel, and then we follow that lineage up to David, and then from David to Christ, and then Christ, that seed, the seed of the woman, to us all, because we are flesh of his flesh and bone of his bone, and we are God's people. And now the story is about us in the Revelation, God's church, from the time that John wrote the Revelation up until the consummation. So we follow that whole history, which is written in advance. And that's why we're covering this book here, History Unveiling Prophecy, or Time as an Interpreter, in the second hour. And so make sure you stick, and I have this entire playlist on my website at crosstheborder.org, and we got up to part 22. We're almost done with this now. A few more sections, a few more segments on the air, and we'll have it completed. But you should get a copy of this book. We finally went into publication, so in a few days or something, you should be able to get it on Amazon and everything. We put in our final draft for publication, so it'll be available there. I think it's down to about 210 or 20 pages, something like that, in the final draft. Something like that. Anyway, so you definitely want to get that. And if you've been listening, I hope you've been enjoying that. Okay, so it's time for your calls, comments, questions in the chat room, if anyone's got any. We got WW, Naughty Pines, Blue Raven, House. Michael's in the chat room, or was in the chat room, Florida Michael. I know he's probably out working, fixing something up out there, listening on the app where he's at. And, we miss you here, Michael, or at least, we do. Me and my daughter, miss you. And, it's kind of a little hole there. having nobody, so maybe the Lord will send someone else. Someone else's turn to come here and get a little discipleship training and maybe add something to our lives here, and we can add something to yours. So if the Lord tells you to take advantage of the opening here, come on over and or give me a call. Contact me, by email first, and then we can talk about it. All right. Let's see. No questions in the chat room, huh? Here we go. Revelation 22:3, in what capacity will his servant serve him? For example, will he have chefs cook for him? Well, I've known some chefs, some people that love to cook. God gives people giftings and a love for something, and, let him do it, and do it as unto the Lord. So yeah, he's going to have people serving, not only him, but the peoples of the earth and his people on earth during the millennial reign. It's going to be great. Just stick around. I want you to experience what's going to happen here. Now, I was a carpenter. I wish I had a workshop here so I could just, I would rather putter around in my workshop working on something than watching a movie on TV or something like that, or binging on the latest Netflix or whatever Hulu TV nonsense out there. I'd rather be in my workshop working on something. So, Lord, I need a workshop. I need a wood shop. Of course, I work on a little more than wood. I like to fix things too. It's kind of the lost art is fixing things. I got stables over here, horses and chickens and goats. That's kind of fun too. But my daughter mostly takes care of those. So, cause that's her thing. She loves horses. That's right. We even grow our own hay out here on the back, 6 acres. That's it. That's all we need to give us more hay than we need in a year. So what capacity will his servant serve? Some will be in administration, some will be in government. I hope to teach his word and his ways and to be engaged more, out on the ground with people. Here I'm kind of engaged on the internet trying to reach out to people. I'm not sure we'll have internet. I don't really care if we have internet in the millennium or not. I don't see why we'll need it, but we'll see. I mean, don't take my word for it. You'll find out. Because I don't think us, as resurrected, glorified men and women of who are like Christ, I don't think we're going to need to be doing this on the devices to communicate with each other. I think that our communication capabilities will far exceed the internet and smart devices that men need. So I'm not sure we'll need any of those things. Will we have airplanes flying around the world? I don't know why we would need those either, to tell you the truth. But everyone will have something to do, constructive, to add to the life and the community and the government system of the world when it comes. Will there be people who will live disobedient during the millennium? Well, yes, but there will be no organizing power for them, such as Satan, because he will be locked up until the end of the millennial reign of Christ, when he will be loose for a season, and such as the period we're living in now is in overdrive as far as the three spirits that are going throughout the earth compared to what it was before, organizing evil. See, Satan has been loosed for this whole, you know, the whole time since the beginning, but he's going to be imprisoned for the most of the millennium until the very end. Then he's going to be loosed from his prison, and he's going to be able to do what those three frogs are doing right now, those three frog-like spirits that have gone out into the world, to gather them together to battle against the camp of the saints. But we read the end there that God is going to consume them at that time, and then the second judgment comes. So, it's going to be great, you know. Like I said, Blue Raven there. Let's see. Blessed he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein. So, this is really what our great hope of the church has always been, in the resurrection and the life to come. And then, after that, after the millennial reign of Christ, and the second judgment, and the second death, then there will be a new heaven and new earth. And so we go on to our, you know, eternal state, which is going to be beyond the millennial reign of Christ. So by the end of the millennium, I'm sure we'll be ready for that. Okay. And after that, there will be no more mortals. And that's kind of the timeline of things for all of us there. I mean, God has already seen the beginning from the end. He already created it all. You know, it's kind of like, if you can picture it, an analogy would be, it's like, you know, J.R.R. Tolkien's trilogy, and Hobbit and trilogy, The Lord of the Rings. He created it all. He knows the beginning from the end, and it's a timeline that plays out. And that's what God, when he created this creation, that's what it is. Okay? And now what's beyond that? What was before it? And, you know, and what's beyond that? We get a picture of what's beyond that with a new heaven and newer. So we know that there's a new creation after this creation, and one that goes on into eternity forever. So, and it says, and also that the whole concept of time, you know, it's hard for me to conceive of something without time, because we're in time. So we have a lot to look forward to, a lot more than those that are living in the world without hope. Those that are without hope in the world, all they're trying to do is get all of the pleasure and all of the things and all of the power and all of the, you know, ego stroking they can get in this life. And then that's it, because they think, well, that's it. They believed a lie. You know, another part of the great delusion is, of course, Darwinism and the whole evolution scheme of things as opposed to the creation of things. And, of course, it's, you know, it's kind of stupid to believe in that. House says, we might eat man in the resurrection. No, thank you, House. I think I'm going to go with Kent Hovind on this one. Yeah, what is manna? Never mind. Ask Kent Hovind what manna is, and you might change your mind about that. No. I don't think we're going to be. Jesus talked about the fruit of the vine in the kingdom. So, you know, if we're going to have the fruit of the vine there, we're going to have everything else there too. So, I mean, you know, I'd still like to have pizza once in a while. Think it will be like Eden, eat anything except Okay, yeah. WW in the chat room, Thomas is answering house. No, I don't think we'll be eating manna. I mean, I'm sure you can try it if you want to. You know, have some banana bread. Okay, going back to that Keith Green song, I don't know if you ever heard that. So you want to go back to Egypt. Yeah, it's a pretty funny song, but he does a play on words and all the manna stuff there. Yeah, check it out. Keith Green, So You Want to Go Back to Egypt. I'm sure it's on YouTube. Check it out. All right, that's a fun song. Yeah, okay. Okay. It should be no more curse. Hallelujah, but the throne of God and the Lamb shall be in it, and his servant shall serve him. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm a servant of God. I love serving him. You're going to serve somebody. That's to borrow a phrase from the, what's that guy's name? Bob Dylan. You got to serve somebody. Yeah. There's no way around it. You're going to serve sin or you're going to serve righteousness. Yeah, you choose, I guess. Repent first. The kingdom is at hand. Okay, well, I'm just kind of spinning my wheels right now, and nobody's calling in. Nobody's got any real questions for me. So, I always come to this point in the show where I should have some news or some kind of news item to talk about. Yeah, let me check out. Maybe I've got something here. Oops, I keep doing that. You're almost done. Yeah. Live this morning. Prophecy reality. Okay, well, I guess since nobody's got any questions or comments or nobody's going to call in. Yeah, I wish I could, Okay, we'll close that one. Yes. Ah, yeah. Pizza with manna, mushrooms, jalapenos. I think the crust would be made out of manna and you would put the stuff on it, see? Yeah. So, pizza, manna. Manna, pizza? You know, we're going to be doing some feasting. It's going to be great. That's all I can say is I know it's going to be great. And it's going to be everything God promised it would be and more. Okay. Anyway, since I got nothing else to say, I'm going to tell you that you're listening to Across the Border. That's our Prophecy Reality Edition. We come together every Wednesday morning and we do this prophecy show here. So I hope you enjoyed the first hour there. And, discussion during the second hour. Make sure you go to my website, crosstheborder.org. You take care of advantage of the resources there. Share it. Subscribe to it. It is a blog format website. There's a lot of resources there. I'm also giving away, my publications. I've written several prophecy books myself and edited a few other older ones and updated them. And you'll see my latest one, When the Third Temple is Built, there. So you want to get that. And you should buy that one. If you want to get this in bulk, you can see how little it is. This is a pocketbook edition. So we can get these fairly inexpensively. If you want to get them in bulk, I won't make a dime on them. If you want to buy 10 or more, you can, for your home study group, or if you got money and you want to buy them, and that way you can help support us, or you can just support us. Either way. Yeah, but these are all in a PDF form, absolutely free. We give everything away. Yeah, how about that? We give it all away, and if I had a printer and it worked for free, we would give printed copies away if we had free postage or your money to do it. But no one's given me a grant to do that yet, so Well, you still just have to take the PDF or buy this version here. And I tell you, the truth is, I actually do give these away too. If someone were to write me a letter, don't email me for a free copy. If you write me a letter, and you can find out how to write me on the website there. So if you want a free paperback copy, you actually have to do this, request it in the same way you're going to receive it, and that is through the mail. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Otherwise, people would just order them and not read them just because they're free. Yeah, people do that. We have a lot of socialists out there in the world who do things like that. Okay. So anyway, take advantage of that. We also have The Last Prophecy, Horae Apocalypticae 2015, and that is the abridgment of E.B. Eliot's 2,500-page, the most exhaustive work that has ever been done on the Book of Revelation. This is the abridgment of it, and it is updated slightly just at the end thereof, because he wrote it and completed about 1860, and a few things have happened since then, and we have a little more insight since then, but most of the book is right on, okay? And the same thing with History Unveiling Prophecy, all these available in PDF simply by asking for them. We also have the other one is Key to the Apocalypse, also by H. Grant Ann Guinness. And this was kind of a precursor to this one. As a matter of fact, he covers everything in this in the first opening, or the preface to the book that he wrote. Is that what they call it? Is he call it a preface or author's preface? Yeah. So he covers a lot of what's in here in the author's preface. But this is our updated publication, Key to the Apocalypse. Mainly the work of H. Grant Ann Guinness, but a few things have happened since then. Like, he didn't know what would happen in 1929 when that, as it were, the death head wound was healed, and the form that the Vatican or that apostate church would take in simply riding the beast rather than controlling the 10 horns. At the end of time. Okay, question. How do you wake up preterists and dispensationalists? Well, preterists are hopeless. Just kidding. You wake them up with the truth of history. You get them Key to the Apocalypse, help them to understand that God interpreted certain prophecies in the scripture to teach us how to interpret the ones where he doesn't give us an interpretation. So the answer is all there. Okay? So how do you wake up preterists and dispensationalists? The same way. And get your dispensationalist futurist this book. Or get a free PDF copy from me. And share it with them, okay? Or invite them over and ask them some of the questions in it. That's how you wake them up. And if they're actually falling asleep, go over and shake them. Wake up, wake up! Okay? Okay, anyway, take advantage of all those resources that are there. And my first book is still there and available. The Rapture Will Be Canceled, okay? As valuable today as it was the day that I published it, for the first time. I wrote that in 2014. This one I wrote this year. So if you get both of those books, that should take care of you. And then you research your Bible and get these other resources like History Unveiling Prophecy or the Horae Apocalypticae, The Last Prophecy, that abridgment there. And if you really want to dive deep, we'll get the whole Horae Apocalypticae in. And there's a lot of research there. Also, we have another publication, The History of Apocalyptic Interpretation. I think it's like 240 pages. I found that in one of the appendices of the Horae Apocalypticae, an entire book called the History of Apocalyptic Interpretation, where H. Grant Ann, I mean, not, where E.B. Eliot goes through the history of apocalyptic interpretation, starting at the first century. It's a review of all of the writers and what they had to say about the revelation through history. Very eye-opening indeed. So if you want to really, I mean, we leave no stone unturned in our study of history. Okay. Well, I still got a few minutes left. Okay, so you want to stay tuned for the next hour. We're going to do part 22 and of History Unveiling Prophecy. So that's it. That's I'm about run dry on things to say. Okay, well, there is always this. God calls all men, everyone, women, children, everywhere, to repent, be baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, repent, for the kingdom is at hand. He is inviting you into his kingdom. And that's why I call my ministry Cross the Border, because it's a kingdom ministry. And I live in a kingdom, and there's the kingdoms of this world, and there's the kingdoms of the kingdom of our God and of his Christ. And his is the only kingdom that will last forever. Repent, carry your cross, and stay in his kingdom until the end, and you will be saved. We'll see you next time on Cross the Border. The book of Revelation says, the spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus Christ. This is at the very heart of FirstAmendmentRadio.com. In that spirit, we have created the Prophecy Reality News app for all of your mobile devices, streaming First Amendment Radio 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Available for your Apple, Android device, and smartphone, absolutely free. Get the Prophecy Reality News app installed today, so you can listen to First Amendment Radio wherever you are. The Prophecy Reality News app. Get it now.
Visit crosstheborder.org, C-R-O-S-S, crosstheborder.org, to get your print, EPUB, or PDF version of Nicholas Arthur's new book titled When the Third Temple is Built. That's crosstheborder.org. When it comes to prophecy today, much of the evangelical Christian world has their eyes on Israel, waiting and watching to see when the third temple will begin to be built. The plans are drawn. The Jewish people are eager. Most evangelical Christians today believe that the rapture will happen before the third temple is built. Hi, I'm Michael Eugene. I was taught that Daniel's 70th week was in the future. Is that really what the Bible teaches? Have we searched the scriptures and found this to be true? Why is it so important for a reestablished Israel to build a third temple in Jerusalem? Is it necessary to build a temple on the same location already occupied by the Dome of the Rock? Is it necessary for sacrifices to take place in the temple on Temple Mount? Is there really a rapture followed by 7 years of tribulation? What is the New Testament temple? Can we identify history and prophecy? Who is the first beast in Revelation chapter 13? Who are the seven kings in Revelation 17? I have asked all these questions, and I have found Nicholas Arthur's new book, When the Third Temple is Built, answers all these questions and more using Scripture to interpret Scripture. The Bible says that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. Nicholas shows us in his new book, When the Third Temple is Built, how the Bible interprets prophecy and not man's private interpretation. Visit Cross the Border. .org, C-R-O-S-S, crosstheborder.org, to get your print, EPUB, or PDF version of Nicholas Arthur's new book titled When the Third Temple is Built. That's crosstheborder.org.